two.
Talk your talk.
I said talk your talk.
Talk your talk.
I'm in your mama room.
I'm in the mama.
Damn.
Shit.
All right, my bad.
Talk your talk.
Talk your talk.
Talk your talk.
I'm in your mama room.
I'm in the sister room.
I'm in your auntie room.
Let's go, let's go. Talk your talk. Finna take it to the moat. Talk your talk. Finna take it to the moat. Talk your talk. Finna take it to the moat. Yes, sir. What's up? It's your boy T.P. Miller. Back at it again with the best podcast in the world, Craig.
That's true.
And this is our 65th episode.
Hold the tail up.
Let's go. Let's go. 65. 65. 65. 65. Nigga, 65.
Y'all and, be around for that 69. We wait for the 69.
What you gonna do for the 69th episode?
Get some, we gonna get a bitch here with some sex toys and shit. All that. We gonna get a sex worker in here. All that shit.
You gonna show out for the camera?
I ain't doing a motherfucker. I'm a director. I let you, I'm a director.
Bro, what are you talking about?
Right, right. That's the one, bro.
So I'm saying, you said 69. We doing a sex toy episode?
Yes.
We never had sex. Oh, did we have sex toys in here?
No. He has security, like what it is, the defense weapons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Pull a pin out and stab you with the pin and shit. Tase you with the pin and shit. But nah, this is episode 65.
That wasn't a sex toy.
No, he said that's what we had. Like accessories, stuff. What?
It looked like a little.
Right,
I'm
like, what it was.
Hey, shit.
It's episode 65, right?
Right.
And, you know, we really be done. We've been doing our thing. And I'll say again, I appreciate y'all again. Right. You know, every time, every roundabout, you gotta tell people to appreciate them. Give them their flowers while they still can smell them.
Appreciate
you, baby.
Been through some tough times, been through some rough times, but we're here.
That's how the pastor be at church.
Yeah. We know y'all was a deacon.
Nah, Bell, what's up, bro?
What's good, man?
How was your weekend, brother?
Cooler, man. Shit. What I did this weekend, it was Labor Day.
Labor Day.
It was vibing. Got on that grill. Yeah, and I ain't post on IG either, so y'all couldn't hit me up. Nah.
let me get a plate face.
I'm just driving by slow and opening my windows.
Bro, whenever I grill.
Everybody be at your neck, bro.
What? I ain't post this time.
Hey, Doug, what's up? How you feeling, my boy?
You know, I'm feeling good. You know, I'm feeling lovely.
What? Why your voice just changed like
I'm
that?
I'm just feeling you okay? Blessed. I'm just feeling blessed. That's it. Thank God for Jesus.
Oh, man. Yeah, last weekend was amazing. My birthday was amazing, bro.
It looked like it.
Yeah, my birthday was amazing, y'all.
You was out here living.
Got to, bro. If you ain't living right.
I'm trying to tell you.
If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
What? You want to get one of these motherfuckers.
Well, let's start with the quotes now. God damn, I don't remember that first one. Nah, shit. But
yeah,
nah, man.
Nephew.
You know this Talk Your Talk podcast. Oh, shout out to Brooke, too. Shout out to B with the T. I'm not sure. Did she
I don't know. Pray for her. I don't know what she got going on, y'all. Y'all write her.
I just pray for B with the T,
she
man.
She got 17 businesses.
Oh, my God. Shout out to B with the T.
We still love her, though.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. But, nah, you know, this Talk Your Talk podcast, we bring the best of the best in the build of yang.
Yes, sir. Right.
Not the build in, the build of yang.
Right. The build of yang.
So let's get right. Oh, shit. Okay, whoa.
I think you.
Let's go.
You too right.
Let's go.
You ready for
let's
picking.
Go. Let's go. Go. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, let's go.
Hey, what you hey, she the writer, a middle time production.
What?
Production.
For real?
Production. Yeah. Production. Yeah. And she a survivor. Shamil, what's
ain't
up?
Anybody want a motherfucker? Let's go. Come see.
Who?
Me.
Who?
Double D.
That's what? That's what? That's what? That's what?
Hey, but yeah, got that
what's up, man? It,
huh? What's up?
Oh, she came in the mic. She came in the mic like, what's up? She's ready.
She knows.
She gonna go.
She's seen
go
the episodes when we say stay in the mic.
So what's up, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
How good are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm on this Dasati Moscato, so I'm.
Oh, ooh, she ain't sure her neck with it.
Feeling good.
How you pronounce it?
She not.
It is pronounced Dasati Moscato.
I say you drinking water. You say Dasati.
It is not water.
Say what? Dasati.
Dasati Moscato.
Bro, you heard she said that she got a party line voice. Like, what?
I told you the voice gonna change up.
You can
real
tell
quick
me lies all night.
Dasati.
Dasati.
What you said? What you say your social was, baby?
Five zero.
But nah, so you on the show. You know, we in the month of September, the best month of the whole year. My birthday is
like
second.
That.
Yeah, you feel me? And you,
wait, your birthday barely made it in September. Talking about the best month. It barely made it. Oh, your mama could have had you 2 days earlier.
That's between God and my mama and the labor people. But she had me on the 2nd of September.
Yeah, you barely September. Barely.
So I know you. This is September, and we want to raise awareness to what's going on. So PCOS.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, PCOS, it stands for polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Huh?
Come again and say what?
That is the medical term.
Okay, so say it one more time.
That was a mouthful.
Polycystic ovarian.
We supposed to repeat you?
Yeah, yeah, repeat it.
Okay, repeat after me. Repeat after me.
Okay.
Polycystic.
Polycystic.
Ovarian.
Ovarian.
Syndrome.
Yeah,
syndrome.
But the acronym is PCOS.
PCOS.
Yes.
Okay. Now we in class. Now we in school.
Yeah. Everybody. Now we in school. Now we in science class, getting educated.
I just want to let you know. I got ADD.
What is it? What is PCOS?
So it is a hormone imbalance that happens in women that are of childbearing age.
Okay.
Damn.
Yes.
I mean to say
what
like
is,
that.
No, what is? What's the time frame? What's right, childbearing Kevin. Age?
All right, Kevin.
Because they have kids at 14, 15, yeah,
so
16.
What's the window? So according to science, childbearing starts like, you know, in your mid-20s. And then it goes up from there.
So we ain't supposed to be having kids before 20.
Yeah, we ain't supposed to be popping them out.
Don't stop. Pop that coochie.
Come on, look at me. Shit. I think I have don't my shit stop. On the way out
pop
of the
that coochie.
Shit. Pop that coochie.
Shit. Gee, shit.
All that fucking.
Right. Shake it, rub it, book it, dump, jump.
Y'all supposed to be in the house at 20.
What? Get your ass back in the house. You 20 years old. You can't have no baby right now.
Y'all was out here fucking and sucking and doing son and not telling your mamas and daddy nothing.
In the mama room.
Pregnant.
I'm going to spend the night at Sharon's house.
In the mama room.
You should have told me Sharon was Steve, bitch. See, that's why I don't fuck with you. Go to your mama house.
How did you find out that you had it? Like, hey! You woke up one day and then went to the doctor and said it?
No, not at all. So in 2017, I was staying in Atlanta.
Okay. A-Town?
A-Town. What's
Atlanta,
up, A-Town?
Atlanta will do it to you.
That ain't what happened.
You sure?
That ain't what happened. Okay. And so I realized that my menstrual had stopped out of nowhere.
My God.
Now, I wasn't pregnant.
Oh, I'm about to say.
No, thank God. Wasn't pregnant. And actually, the first doctor I went to, she told me I had constipation when, you know, trying to figure out what was going on. Yeah, she diagnosed me with constipation.
And then, like, I could imagine that. And you weren't feeling constipated, right?
No.
So imagine somebody telling you constipated, like, bro, I don't feel constipated.
Right. Like, I'm fine.
Then
they'd
be quick to hit you with, this ain't Web. What's the little doctor?
Web MD.
Yeah, this ain't Web MD. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about.
So, yeah, and my journey actually started from there because nobody could tell me what was wrong with me. And from there, it was just like, I'm missing periods. Mm-hmm. And then when my period come on, it's on for like,
So like, how many periods you miss?
Well, I wasn't counting, but, you know, it was like consecutive enough.
Shit.
Right. To know that something
this
was
my
wrong.
Third period I'd have missed. I would have kept count.
I ain't have one in a month and I ain't pregnant.
That's how you be thinking.
Like, shit, it's been 2 months now. I ain't pregnant. What's going on?
Carry the two. Nah, hell no. I ain't high on my period.
The math was off.
Gee, I'm not buying another pregnancy test.
So what comes trying to find a nice way to say it. What comes with it? You know what I'm saying? Like, is there like side effects? Like, you know what I'm saying?
But before she got there, like, how they figured out what it was.
So let's fast forward.
How we got there? Like, so you saying there wasn't no period? Years. So who said what it was? It took 3 years.
Yeah, it took 3 years.
Shit.
So in between that time, you know, like there was many days I was just in the bed, couldn't move. My mama had to bring me my food.
Oh,
and the pain is just like unbearable.
Mm.
And so finally I went to CHI Clinic. Shout out to CHI Clinic.
On 216?
Yeah, on 216. Doris Icing.
They ain't tell you to come next year.
No.
I went there for an appointment. They're like, sir, come January 12th. I said, damn, we in September right now. January 12th is when next time you got to open it. January 12th.
Damn, what?
Shit. My mouth is hurting. January 12th.
Should have went to your daughter. Should have went to your daughter, nigga.
That when it was sentenced.
You should have went to your daughter.
I feel like a lot of people, like outside of like, you know, the normal people, the older people just don't have insurance, whatever. What about when you get to that age where you're too old to be on your parents' plan?
Come on, pediatrician.
You too old to be on that plan, but then you ain't really got you ain't got a full time job, so you really don't got no insurance. Like, some people really be in that gap though. Realistically,
and you know what you're doing? solving everything at that crib. Bro, you on Google?
Yeah, I've been there, but
said get the.
And you say you don't feel good, you're not going to the hospital.
If I can sleep through it, I'm all right.
You WebMD.
If I can sleep through it, I diagnose myself. Mm-hmm. WebMD. They said drink some hot tea and some ginger ale. Get plenty of
some hot sauce. Put some hot sauce.
Fluids, Gatorade. You drink right. Gatorade, saltine crackers, and soup.
So you went to CHI and you walked in there. What do you say?
Correct.
What you say?
So actually, her name is Dr. Ahmed. Okay. And she's pretty awesome. And
I thought you were going to say she's pretty. I was like, gay. No.
She's pretty awesome.
Okay, Dr. Med.
Yes. And so she did a biopsy. You know, I let her know what was going on. She did a biopsy. And she confirmed it was PCOS. Mm. Now, that's where the battle really starts. Because it's not enough research done on it. So it's like, you know, you're told to diet and exercise. And you're supposed to feel better. Because there's no cure for it. Mm-hmm. There's no cure. It's a hormone imbalance. So it's like, think about the air, you know, like we know it's here, but you can't see it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's what it is. So, you know, I was told to diet and exercise, but it wasn't that easy. Right. Like from there, you know, I deal with fatigue out the ass. Like I go to sleep.
Out of what?
Out the ass. I go to sleep.
Uh-huh. That boy's good.
I wake up and I feel like I have not slept.
Still tired.
Still.
Yes.
And what time do you go to sleep at night?
Tired.
I mean,
you got her number. I think I got that shit. Because I'm tired right now. And I went to sleep last night. I'm tired right now. I might got that shit.
You done missed the period?
Right. How many you done missed?
What the fuck?
My shit broke. It's broke down here. Hey,
you need to go see it. Because they up.
I'm praying for you. Praying for you.
Tired.
Exhausted.
So when you found this out, what was your initial reaction? I mean, you know, I'm just going
to... Yeah, well, have you heard of it before?
Yeah, no. Before this. So were you like a typical black person, like, or just a typical concerned person, like,
right.
PC, what?
Right. I'm like, what
the
is this?
The fuck that is?
What is this? And then...
Ain't no sitting on the tape. No, I ain't sitting on the table. Let me stand up. Let me see the chart, turn it around.
Right.
What I got?
Right.
Hands folded.
Yeah.
Doctor, read it again.
So how did that conversation go? Like,
I mean, so that's the thing. Doctors really don't know too much about it. Because ain't nobody really doing no research on it.
Yeah,
so
scary.
You got to start self-educating yourself. And how do you do that? Well, Google. You know, you start going to Google. You start looking up stuff. You start reading other women's stories about it. You know, I read one lady's story. She's like, she thanked God for her husband because all she can do is lay on the couch. She can't move. And it's like, it's nothing you can do about it. Even if you get surgery. Because what happens is... Polyps, they grow on your ovaries. Mm-hmm. It's like fluid sacs. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's causing the hormone imbalance. But even if you get those removed, it don't take it away.
Damn.
You just getting that surgery. You got some women that get full hysterectomies, you know, younger than me, but you're still dealing with this.
Yeah.
And that's where the real problem lies. And it's like, all y'all can tell us to do is diet and exercise.
So that's what with their research. That's the only solution they have right now is
diet and exercise,
well, all of
and pray to hope that it feel better.
And pray that you feel better.
Everything we got in the world,
right? Because with the diet and exercise, like it doesn't cure it.
No,
it just supposed to help make you feel.
It's supposed to like alleviate some of the symptoms that you're feeling. Now I am on birth control, which. You know, I got to thank God because it has regulated my menstrual. And then a lot of the symptoms I used to feel before taking it, you know, I really don't feel those anymore.
Right.
So thank God for that.
Okay.
You know, the birth control. But outside of that, it's like you on your own. And then it's not just so easy to diet and exercise because with some women, it messes with your insulin.
Oh, shit.
So it makes you become a diabetic.
Yeah. At one point, I was pre-diabetic.
All because of?
Of this.
Damn.
At one point, I was pre-diabetic. I was taking, I had to take iron pills.
Right.
You know, because before I found out, like, I was losing so much blood. I remember one time I was substituting.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, I'm going to be honest, my period was on heavy.
Right.
And it had been on for a while. And so I'm standing there, I'm greeting the kids. And one of the little boys, he was like, Miss Little John, you okay? And I was like, I'm okay. You know, but the whole hallway started to spin.
Right.
So after that, after school let out, I took myself to the ER. And the doctor, when she looked at me, she was like, Miss Little John, you're pale.
Right.
Like, that's how much blood I had been losing.
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah.
Gee.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. It's real.
Lie, but it's like, so like,
no, it's real. So like, it's real.
Right now, like, mm-hmm. what bring us into like a daily routine for you? When you get up, is it like you have to take a bunch of pills or drink a bunch of supplements? Like,
so
what's a day like for you?
So like a day for me is I wake up. Mind you, I've been waking up throughout the night because that's another thing.
Damn.
You know, it messes with your sleep pattern. So I've been waking up throughout the night. You know, I wake up, go to sleep, wake up, go to sleep. So when I mm-hmm. finally decide to get up, you know, I'll take my birth control. I take elderberry. Sometimes I take vitamin C.
Okay.
And I try to do my normal, you know, routine, take a shower, brush my teeth. But honestly, like, sometimes I'm not getting out of bed until it's time for me to go to work.
Right, because just you don't have that extra tired. You don't have that extra energy to spend.
Right. I'm tired.
So have you felt like that lately? Have you been tired lately?
Yes.
You tired right now?
Right now I'm good. Okay. You know the Moscato. You got me feeling right.
Is it a cure for this?
No.
G?
She mm-hmm. said
no cure.
She did.
Damn, my bad.
You just gotta exercise, my brother.
Have you looked
ain't
into
no cure?
You even look to the. You know, some people. You know, you look to the holistic doctors. You look to them people.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask. You ain't
looked at that because I ain't gonna lie. I had a friend had a heart condition, mm-hmm. and the doctors was like, "Oh boy, he can't do nothing. He ain't gonna be able to play no sports. He ain't gonna be able to have no regular life." Then
went to the woo lady.
She went to the holistic doctors. They gave him like some.
What the fuck is a holistic doctor?
It's not holistic.
Nigga, what the fuck is her holistic?
Come on, holistic.
Like, it's holistic.
So this is like natural. What is this? This is like Eastern. This is like Eastern. I'm thinking this Eastern style medicine.
Come on, get it out.
That they practice. And I think mm-hmm. if you go that way, it's Western. Like, there's two different practices. Basically saying, what's in America, what's legal. And then over there, they say it's the way, but in America, through our certifications, we say that's not legal.
So it's not FDA approved. Yeah, but a lot of stuff, like you're saying, it just be like, you know what I'm saying? They done different creations from the earth.
Yeah,
and like
you,
different,
yeah.
different.
And it's like, how could you say
it's not approved?
It just hasn't been working for 100 years.
It just hasn't been tested.
Right. tested appropriately. You know what it be, but you know when it come to big companies with all that stuff, it be they can't tax it.
Yeah, that too.
You feel me?
But not only
that. I'm going to tell you that's going to fix something, and you can go pick it off somebody's tree, and nobody will make no money.
Right.
But that's what it is. You know, when you go a holistic approach, a lot of the stuff that you're taking is natural. You can grow it in your backyard.
Right.
So
people don't like that.
The medical company going to lose out on money. Yeah. That's why they want to prove it.
Oh, yeah, it's not FDA proof.
Right, everything is FDA
approved. We can't test it.
You're playing with your life. You guys out there drinking that sea moss and you're trying that elderberry stuff, you're playing with your life.
Right.
It's a supplement.
Let me try. Let me play.
You go to school, do you get taught by a supplement? When your real teacher not there, a supplement comes in.
You're right.
That's what you're having, a supplement.
They just substitute just as good as the regular teachers.
You see me?
Lead a lesson plan.
Correct. What made you want to share your story, though? I know it was a very, I wouldn't say I had that. It's very personal, so like I wouldn't like, but what made you like say, fuck it? Hey,
like, I'm ready to share.
Yeah, like what made you do that?
So, honestly, mm-hmm. you know, when you research, when you come across stuff on social media about PCOS, you don't see a lot of minority women talking about it.
Speaking of.
You know, you see mainly white women talking about it. And something just sparked in me. I'm like, you know what? No, like, it's time to start talking about this.
Wow. I feel like that's real because, like you say, without seeing people of our skin color talking about it, you know, we can develop this mindset where we can't get it. Like, I ain't hear no black person talk about that
at all.
So we like, cause I remember like I got some friends.
You on your own.
I got some friends in the medical field, like they doctors and all of that. So like, me and my friends, we got a bike club, so we be riding all through Miami and stuff. So they always be like, oh, put on sunscreen. I'm like, man, we black. We ain't gotta put on no damn sunscreen. Mm-hmm. And my friend be like, see, those be the main people coming to our office. Right. Black people with skin cancer. I was like, what? We can get that? She like, you need to please put on sunscreen every time you leave your house. I'm like, what?
I sweat too much. I'm good.
Right. So I'm like, what? But I get what you're saying. So I feel like I'm glad that you're speaking up because we need to know that. Because if we don't see people of our skin color talking about it, we feel like it can't happen to us. And it doesn't pertain to us. Like, that don't pertain to us. Like, that's for them.
Right. And that's not true. And then to take it a step further, you know, especially in the black community, I'm going to say the black community because, you know, I'm black. So
we all black.
Yeah,
we all black.
I'm Dominican.
Your head don't even fit Dominican Shit. Got me over here stumbling on my word.
They say you are what you eat. I'm Dominican.
Shit. What you eat? Plantains and shit?
Oil tropical.
Rice and beans.
I kid.
How has this condition, how has this affected your family, and if you have a spouse, how has that affected your personal life?
So I don't have a spouse. I'm not married, but I'll answer the family question first. Mm-hmm. My family knew nothing about it, of course. You know, and really my main supporter and the one that really like sees me day to day is my mom. You know, so just from a facial expression, she could tell, like, yeah, something's you having wrong. One of them days.
It's one, I just want to say, it's one of them days.
It's one of them days. Yeah. You know, and my sister, my baby sister, she's actually into the holistic type of thing.
So she got, she like, sis, I've been looking up. I got three pages. We in here. We going to try all kind of shit today. This I got pickle juice. I'm going to say put a rub pickle juice on the back of your neck. And stand on one foot and stand by the microwave. That shit gonna be gone. That ain't it. We gonna go back to the drawing board.
Actually, I've been doing intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
So that's
you've been
where
doing what?
What
intermittent fasting?
What is that?
That is where you block out a certain time of the day and you don't eat.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
I tried to fast. I've been fasting this week, man.
How's been going?
It's been going wrong. It's been going wrong.
What's wrong?
It folded. This is my first time ever trying fasting anything. So I'm a single black father, so at home I couldn't play the food game because I cook for a living. So when I come home, I don't like to cook.
Right.
So that leads to me eating like quick eats, like microwave shit I can put in the oven, order some fried shit. Like a lot of foods that are bad for me. So I didn't want to put food in the fast right away.
Right.
This is my first time fasting. So I just kind of was like, no alcohol, no sex.
Mm-hmm.
The alcohol part I already lost. I lost Monday.
Okay.
I've been doing good on the sex part. I've been doing good.
And how many days you on?
A week.
Okay. All right.
From Saturday to Saturday.
Okay. Keep it
up. How many more days you got?
Today, Wednesday. I'm counting down with bills on. I'm talking about like nothing, nigga. Yep. No sexual intercourse, no kissing, no touching myself, no nothing. And I'm...
Man, you can't kiss.
You can do it.
It's just a personal thing. Oh,
I'm just trying.
It's something I'm trying. Talk to God. It's something I'm trying.
You heard me? Told him
to be careful. Yes. It's been a long time, brother.
That's why I told him to be careful.
Just chill. It's in a cut. It's indie. Uh-huh. This is my first time trying that fasting approach, man.
Okay.
The alcohol part, we done lost, but the other part, we're in a motherfucker.
Right now.
Shoot a nigga dead in this shit.
Is there any way to prevent?
No.
There's no prevention.
There's no way to prevent it. So you can either get it like genetically, you know, maybe your mom or like your grandma.
Passed down.
And it's passed down. Mm-hmm. Or it also, you know, they say environmental factors.
What the God? I done breathed in the wrong damn air.
Oh, fuck.
What I take
you
that
live
as,
over there on 216, you live by that dump?
You gonna have that shit. Everybody over there get that shit.
But what I take it as, like, with the environmental factors, you know, that could be stress.
Right, okay.
You know, because stress causes a lot of sicknesses, you know.
Especially being black in America. That's the most stressful shit in the world.
So between stress and probably our eating habits...
I don't want to say eating. Mm-hmm. I would just, you know, maybe just the stressful environment.
Okay.
You know, now once you're diagnosed with it, and I just want to clarify, it's not a disease.
Right.
Okay.
You know, it's not a disease.
It's a syndrome.
It's a disorder, a correct.
Disorder, okay.
Yeah. And to go to your question, Dubs, about like, you know, as far as like a significant other, you know, when it comes to dating, honestly, a lot of men don't understand it. And they don't want to take the time to understand it.
Because it comes like...
Why?
Because it comes off selfish. Because you come off selfish. I can understand.
They don't want to take the time to understand it.
I can understand it from me being in a place like the older I get, and I even think just experiences too. Like I look back at when I was younger or certain situations, I'm mm-hmm. like, damn, I can't believe I thought like that. Like, mm-hmm. I remember when I was younger and I didn't have kids, mm-hmm. I didn't want to fuck with nobody who had kids. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't understand. Or if I did fuck with somebody who had kids, it was just like, you got to make time for me
right.
or I can't fuck with you. Mm-hmm. And then when I had a kid, they used to tell me, like, you don't understand. Mm-hmm. And then when I had my own kid, I understand now.
Right.
You can't just stop him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Shit, you going to stop.
When I look back on it, I'm like, damn, that was selfish of me. I was mm-hmm. thinking selfishly. So I feel like the guys who not, like you said, not trying to learn about it, don't care right. to really. Oh, you too, man, you always tired.
You always
man,
tired.
You don't want that, man.
You cranky. You moody. It's a reason. Yeah. You know, I don't ask to be cranky. Mm-hmm. I don't ask to be moody. That's times my mood can go from 0 to 100.
Yeah.
And it ain't nobody's fault, but I can't help that. That's my hormones are off balance. So
I mean, like I said, I appreciate you coming out, telling your story. Thanks. But I know you tune in to our Taco Talk podcast
a lot.
You got a lot of stuff on your chest. So what's this topic that you have for us tonight, whatever this is? Because I want to hear this. I want to hear this inside beef you have with the fellas of Talk Your Talk podcast.
What the fuck?
Watch this.
Y'all probably didn't tell me this. I could have been sick and not come here for this. I got to use the bathroom. I'll be bad. Let me go to the bathroom. I don't have
so, time for this. What's the topic?
Let me just clarify. I don't got no beef.
Okay.
I don't got no beef. Okay. But.
See, you heard the buzz.
But. Okay, so it is more so just like a question, and it's like, why? You know, so it revolves around dating in 2021, okay? And it just comes to my attention that a lot of men nowadays, they make time for their friends. Right,
like
it's
who?
No questions
they
asked.
Homeboys?
Like they homeboys.
You talking about like the poster say y'all treat y'all homies homeboys better than your girl.
There we go. Exactly, Bill.
Like, all right. So where you going with? Let it go. Yeah. Where you going with this?
So my question is, why is it that like a man has no problem like mm-hmm. chilling with his homeboy? His homeboy can be like, yo, you know, I want to slide to the club on Friday.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And dude gonna be like.
Let's lie.
We up. He ain't got to think about it. He ain't got to, like, make arrangements or nothing.
That's ice, man. That's ice. That's water. The floor need to stay moisturized out here. That's the problem with the world.
So
go ahead and say that part again right there so I can get in there. He said, why is it?
So why
a man
is
doesn't
it?
Have no problem.
He has no problems, you know, meeting up with his homeboy. His homeboy wanna chill is no problem. But the minute that it's somebody he talking to, maybe it's his old lady, mm-hmm. you know, and she like, oh, babe, like, let's go out. He like, I gotta see. Well, let me get back to you.
Who y'all want to answer first?
Nigga, you don't talk about you
let me see.
Let me get right.
Oh, so go ahead,
Dubs, you
me,
first.
Let me get out of it's you.
It's you. That's how I feel. It's you.
It's you. It's if your nigga spending more time with his niggas
him.
Than you, it's
talk,
you.
It's you.
Because when all us, your nigga will call you and say, bro, you acting real funny ever since you started fucking with Shorty, boy.
Correct.
You gonna be coming round. Like, when a nigga likes some shit, boy, mm-hmm. I'm not coming round. I go to work. I go to her house. Mm. And I go back to work. I get off work. I stop by my house. I get some more shit. Go to her house. Or like she coming to my house. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
When it's you. Mm-hmm. I ain't that nigga. Nah, I ain't that nigga spending more time with homeboy. If I'm not spending time with you and I'm spending more time with homeboy, it's because I'm not fucking with you like that. Like,
yeah.
You rubbing me the wrong way right at the moment right now. Or it's like I'm over it. Or like mm-hmm. it's just.
Or
nah.
just the ideas you probably picking. Just like,
nah, bro.
So why y'all don't voice that?
I don't even.
Cause we voiced that, you're like, oh, you want to do stuff you did with your other bitch? Like, come on, girl. You ain't even trying to do all that.
If I'm feeling you, yeah. I go kick it with my homies,
yeah.
Because I feel like I've been neglecting them. Like I've been kicking it, I've been booed up too much. I might step out of area. Like, you know, I've been, mm-hmm. you know, I've been caked up for a minute. I gotta beat the block real quick. Mm-hmm. Fuck with the homies, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But like, if shit flaky at the crib, like
that'd be the
getaway, yeah. bro. And sometimes I'm gonna keep.
They was here first.
And sometimes
when you cheat on me, who I'm gonna go to? Yeah. You cheating on me, messing around with other niggas. Dude.
Hey, boy.
Who I'm going to?
And who gonna hold you down? Like, boy, when that shit go, who gonna?
Nah, they
gonna.
I told you, bro. I told you something that nigga.
I got you, my nigga.
Damn, y'all boys.
I got
right,
you,
bro.
I got you.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. It don't always be that. Nah. If you just met a nigga and everything, mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't. It could be two things. It could be like he really don't. Because some girls try to make it.
You got a little.
You know how some girls be trying to make the shit seem like, oh, he always wants to be.
it's just not you, sweetie. Like, you know, like, damn, he want to be with them niggas more than me. He might be, you know what I'm saying?
This shit was already locked in. Like, we already had
the homies. This who got my back when we ain't got no, we ain't got that. We got each other back. We busting out.
What the niggas say? Go back to Sandbox.
Yeah.
Correct.
But nah.
And now it's Sandbar.
From my perspective, right, from my perspective, if I'm spending more time with my homies than you, is mm-hmm. you. I ain't fucking with you like that. Because mm-hmm. when I'm locked in on a girl and I fuck with a girl.
It's I'm locked in.
I'm on there. Go. It's work. It's mm-hmm. my baby. And it's you. And we gonna, I'm going to make that shit work. It's going like that. But if I'm kicking it more with the homies than you, then you it's sometimes saying nothing, saying something.
True. Okay.
Correct. I agree with Dubs. It's you. It's the person. Yeah,
you think it's them?
Okay.
It's the opposite.
Shit.
For real.
What you say, Bill? You know you got to play devil's advocate.
Yeah. Nah, bro. Shit got me thinking. Like, I don't know. I know quite a few different situations. It's just like, so many scenarios. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just met you.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Dubs been rocking since, you know what I'm saying, way back when. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, so shit, that might be like, you trying to do this, but at the same time, like, damn, this our Friday, you know what I'm saying? Gee.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm doing Wednesday.
You
know what time
it is. You know I got to go hit the bookie. You know I got to go hit the little bookie spot. Yeah. Like, you know how I pay popping on Wednesday. Friday.
It's Sunday morning. I got to go to the bookie.
Like, so let me give you this scenario, uh-huh.
Come
right?
on, give me one.
In the event that, uh-huh. now, the dude is saying he's into the woman.
He really into
you know, like, I'm into you. I'm feeling you. You know, I want
to
talk.
He's verbally saying all that, but there's no actions. He's verbally
saying that, but there's no actions behind it.
What's actions?
Standing on what you
said. No, I'm saying as a woman,
okay.
What actions do y'all expect us to do? As a woman, because we have what we want to do as actions, but I want to know what is it that y'all want us to do?
You know what the most biggest women. Action is for most women?
What?
Time. And by you giving us your time, that means mm-hmm. you being physically there with us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, that is the biggest thing.
Come to mic.
Let me tell you, you could buy all the material stuff you want to buy a woman. But when you start to give her your time, baby.
Most girls like material stuff.
All right, so why if I give you my time and I don't give you nothing? I ain't buying
I'm a broke nigga. All of a sudden, I'm a broke nigga.
Now, that nigga broke. Broke boys, fuck them. I can't deal with
a broke
boy.
I'm a broke nigga.
But I'm there for you all day.
I'm 24/7.
I'm rubbing your feet. I'm waking you up, rubbing your feet.
Gee, bro.
Cooking you breakfast.
Bro. Bubble bath.
I ain't bringing nothing else, though. I'm here, though.
Changing tires, fixing cars, outside coming yard.
I'm here, but I get hit with the broke boy.
You know my situation.
He ain't buy me shit yet.
Exactly.
She in the group chat. She goes to the group chat, bitch. Why the fuck he still here washing dishes? And I need some new shoes.
I'm trying to figure out every time I see him. I'm trying to figure out every time I send him something nice, he just hearted it. Nice. All right, that's not the nice.
Or every time he said, let's go out,
good
he said,
on you.
He said, we could just eat at the house. We could just eat at the house. I cook. Like,
he never
want to go to Prime 112. He never want to go here. Yeah.
Hey, right, what's so?
So with that,
uh-huh.
yeah.
Let me hit
with
this.
That,
uh-huh.
okay, you know, it depends on the type of woman. Uh-huh. You know, every woman, they have their standards and how they
rock. Most women have their city girl going right now.
I still know a few women.
Just like you say, 2021, the
dating in 2021.
That's what right now city girls. They want this, they want that, they want this,
that's
they want
not
that.
My story.
Okay.
So,
I like how you played that. I really like the way you played that.
And that's me keeping it 100. That ain't my story.
So what's the actions?
I don't operate like that.
So you say
the actions. Yeah.
Let's just say time
is the biggest
action. Time is the biggest action. No. Because 9 times out of 10, like, okay, you could have all the money, right? Let's say you have all the money, but then you treating me like crap. I don't want that.
That be going on.
I don't want that.
That be going on.
So you want some 90s type shit. You want
some
90s love.
I want some Love Jones type stuff going on.
What if a nigga don't know how to ride a motorcycle? My mama told me don't get on no bike.
I want some Jason's Lyric type stuff.
I need my dog trying to kill me about
this
shit.
I need four.
You don't know Tyrese and all.
What?
And who?
You met.
Yo, what? Love and basketball.
Shit.
Let's go there. Quincy.
Quincy
and Monica. Can we go Quincy and Monica? Love and basketball.
We can do love and basketball. Right, Quincy. We can do love and basketball, especially the first quarter.
I need four wheels. Yeah. I need four wheels, not two. Can't do the two wheels.
But
two.
I feel like I'm
on Martin.
Like, now that you said that.
Okay, everybody was like, bitch, it's about movies.
Now that you're saying that, like, you really got me thinking on it. And I honestly, like, because I'm trying to look at it from both perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
But
it can be a couple things. Like, so I really think women, I really think you got to read, you got to know the man that you're dealing with to kind of peep the energy to see how he's moving. Is he moving with the homies like that to move away from you? Mm-hmm. Or like, is everything
like just really part of the daily agenda?
I feel like it can get weird for a woman if things are going really well, and then I start ghosting you for the homies, and it's like you're like, damn, we kick it a lot, everything is going good, but then like all of a sudden you just start kicking it. Well, he kicking it with his boy. Mm-hmm. Like ain't nothing went wrong. What's going on? Not from a male perspective. Mm-hmm. When it go to getting like that, ladies, he feeling you. He feeling you too much, but it's like the the guard got to come back up. Like, hold on, nigga. Slow down, nigga. Gee. Slow down.
But
nigga.
Why is that?
Because. We don't trust bitches. The world is weird. Man, we don't trust bitches. The world is a weird place.
We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that.
I could be feeling you. We could be kicking it. We could be kicking it. And that shit could like hit me in the shower. Like,
gee,
ooh,
bro.
Ooh. Fuck. I'm spending too much. I know we was going to go to breakfast, but.
Now you got some breakfast.
Tony got caught up. You know Tony? Tony got caught up in some bullshit. I got to go see what he talking about. And yeah, I gotta go like to my niggas and be like, yo, my nigga, I'm like, y'all nigga be like, yo, bro, you have been kicking it over there. Like, I'm like, bro, am I tripping, bro? Like, I'm really feeling shawty, bro, but like, you know, like, I can't really put nothing past nobody.
Bro, you
like,
can't, bro. Bro,
I be having another y'all one in the bag anyway.
I'm giving you look. Listen to me.
Correct.
Listen to me. I'm giving you behind the scene game. Like, this is what we gonna run our homies and say. If, ladies, if you're dealing with somebody and things are going good and then all of a sudden that shit get ghost and the nigga go to kicking it with the homies, like, nigga, like, it's, sometimes it's going too good. Sometimes some shit be going so good. We, as men, as black men, dog, sometimes we be so damaged and so scarred. Like, when that shit be going good, you be like, hell no. I'm waiting for the snake. Like, I'm waiting for the snake shit. I'm waiting for it. Or it's just a setup. So I got to go to the homies because we got to huddle up and figure this shit out. Like, I got to pull up on my niggas. Like, look, I know I've been ghosting y'all niggas. Yeah, nigga, be acting funny. You got your little business shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all do y'all shit. I know, bro. My bad. But listen, look. Feeling shorty.
So what y'all really think?
I'm feeling shorty. Once you say, when you tell your niggas like, stop playing, bro. Like, I'm feeling her, bro. Niggas like, nah, for real. I kind of peeped that shit, though. Yeah. I kind of peeped that shit, though, duh. You been kind of ghosting her, bro. Like, gee, shit.
Yeah.
So like, I'm kind of feeling her. I'm kind of feeling her. And then the niggas like, so what's the problem? Like, bro, I don't know. Like, you know, number one is DTB for life. Like, we ain't trusting bitches for life. That's number one. And number two, like, I just don't know, bro. You know, caring about a bitch coming kind of like, caring about a woman comes with vulnerability, and as a black man, like
who wants to be vulnerable?
We don't want to be vulnerable, especially in the world where we've been taught to be strong and don't show no weakness. Like to us, like vulnerable is weak.
You want to know why you really don't want to be vulnerable? Because they use it, bro.
Yeah, if it goes the wrong way, I let my guard down.
As soon as you let your guard down, it's like, bro. You feel me? So who the fuck is Johnny?
So we be like
who
we go.
The fuck is Johnny?
We go to hollering at the homies. We go pull up on the homies. Like, hey, bro, what y'all think? And it's gonna be some niggas like who miss you. Like, man, fuck that bitch, bro. You need to be here with us. You might get one or two real niggas in your clique. Like, hey, bro, like
it is time for you to like.
A nigga gonna ask you some real questions. Like, how that?
Right.
And then you gonna be like, and then
based off your answer.
Yeah.
Based
and off then niggas gonna be like, bro, I ain't gonna even flash you, bro. Shorty, good, man. You might go ahead and rock out.
Then when she cuss me out, she's like, fuck your friends too.
Yeah, yeah. this nigga told me to go back. Like, I told him like, man, fuck that brunt shit, nigga. Like,
broke ass
nigga, bro. Nah, man, Shorty seemed like a good girl, bro. I like the way like your niggas know you. So. Your nigga watch everything, so they kind of see how your body language and your face and shit. Cause I ain't even know this. You feel me? Mm-hmm. You won't know it until you feeling somebody and you tell your friends, and then your friends like, nah, man, I think I like what you got going on. That might work for you, bro. You might need to try that. And you like, what you mean, bro? Like, bro, you don't even see yourself, bro. You light up when you talk about her, nigga. You excited, nigga. You showing pictures and shit. Look at her. Yeah. Bit bad, what? Stop playing with me. Like, stop playing. You might as well go ahead and do that. So the real niggas in your clique, they got to understand that, like, okay, this is why he missing. Like, nah, go ahead, dog. Go get out the way.
Oh, brother.
But then you got the other niggas. The niggas who ain't got nobody or, like, just, like, we need to be we need to be miserable, lonely, happy, together. All that shit. Mm-hmm. And nah, man, fuck that bitch, bro. She gonna cheat on you like my ass did, bro. That what them bitches be doing, bro. The bitch be cheating on you, boy.
They ain't smoking the black and mouth. He tell you that.
Get your ass hot, ready. Drop your ass like a bad habit, bro. Don't try no bitch.
You got light.
But ladies, to go back to it, But y'all ladies. Just read the person you dealing with. Read yeah. the person that you dealing with. Every nigga don't act the same, so the response cannot be the same.
True. Yeah.
But if we can generalize it here from the fellas at the show, mm-hmm. is I'm scared. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling you so much that I'm scared that I kind of got to go. I got to fall back a little bit, and I got to go back to the drawing board. I got to talk to the homies like, look, boy, I'm thinking about putting on a different suit, like an mm-hmm. out-the-game suit, and I got to see if them boys like, hey, that's a good move for you. Yeah. You should do that.
Right.
Then you got, I'm not fucking with you like that. Like, hey, boy, like, shit was lit. It's yeah. not lit. It's a lot of mm-hmm. shit I don't like.
Yo, you fully don't trust him. You fully
yeah.
don't trust
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she like, moving weird. Yeah. I don't really like it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She's trying to be a family too fast. Yeah. Nah, then it's hold like, on. Let's take our time.
And then you right. kind of like, yo, look.
You jumping to the family.
Yeah, I'm just not, yeah, do it like that. It's a couple scenarios.
So, yeah, we go together now. And, wait a minute. We only been texting for 2 days.
What the man say?
Shit,
like, he was like, bro, she on the phone, bro. I wake up, bro. When I spend the night, bro, I wake up, bro. She on the phone with her mama and shit. Like, mama said, hi.
We don't go together. Like,
doing
we,
that,
we
bro.
Still,
right. with you,
we still trying to fill each other out. Like, right. so that probably goes back to, you know what I'm saying? We probably trying to move too fast. We still got a date. Like, we're dating. You know, you go from talking. That's the little texting and all mm-hmm. that part. Then to the actual dating, like, feel me, going places.
Right.
They actually feel each other vibe. Right. So, yeah. like you say, sometimes you might got to pull away. It's like, oh, shit. Yeah, this too fast. You know what I'm saying?
Too fast.
It's moving too fast. Hold on now.
Back, like,
hey. I almost slipped. They said I love you or some shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm in too deep or some shit. Yeah.
I love
y'all, you know, shit, you never know. Shit, it's only 2 days. Shit, I love you.
It be females like that, though. For real, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
damn. You fuck yeah. yo, this sometimes we slide off. Sometimes we slide off because we scared. Sometimes
yeah,
we slide
like
off.
It's basically everything we just
said. Sometimes we slide off because we sick of you. Or it ain't that serious. Like,
or maybe
we want you to get the picture.
Or maybe you ain't play your best cards yet. I still got Susie over here. She playing. She dropping them spades.
What?
She dropped the spades, a joker, two of diamonds. You over here playing little baby cards,
fellas.
What is that, Susie?
Fellas,
I'm just saying.
Look, fellas. I don't. Shit. I know, fellas. I know we can't really tell her.
No, cause do you really want me to let out? This is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm like, fellas, do I really want to let it out? But
nah, go ahead.
All right, this is my lab out of line though with that. So you say mm-hmm. he kicking it more with his homies. Is he really with the homies?
Shit, nah.
Are we really with the homies? That could be a case too. Yeah. Are we really with the homies?
I mean, yeah. Sometimes I still be in the stool. Like, we still be in the stool.
Are we really with the homies?
I'm in the stool.
It depends which homeboy he say.
There we go.
That's probably what it is. Which homeboy? Which homeboy you say?
Are we really with the homies?
Oh, you said that homeboy. I know you're lying.
Dang, I'm gonna keep that shit.
Who you said again? I ain't hear you. What you said? I'm a Josh. Who the fuck is Josh? Because I never heard you say Josh name.
Josh.
G, bro.
Josh.
You go on Facebook, search Josh.
Josh.
Nigga, you
Josh is short for Johnisha, bitch.
You don't got one
Joshua.
Friend.
Joshua.
You don't got one friend named Josh or your motherfucking.
He not fucking. You
know Josh.
I check
Josh.
Twitter, Instagram, Josh. And Snapchat. You won't even know a nigga named Josh.
Josh. Hey. You talking about Josh from college? Did you say that he's still on the West Coast?
He down here for the weekend. I knew on his Facebook. He said he was in Subway in LA 2 hours ago. Nah, he the fuck out. Fuck.
All right, man, look, my phone about that. I'm gonna hit you back. Let me hit you back. My shit finna die, man. Let me hit you back.
Type shit.
Broke ass niggas. I was gonna say you hanging the phone up.
God damn.
Yeah. Oh, man, like you say, yeah. Sometimes you get scared. Okay. Sometimes you shy away.
Wait.
Sometimes
it happens. Why do girls do it? I mean,
yo, yeah, girls.
It be like that the same. Why y'all fall back?
We do it. We fall back.
You might meet the right one. He done laid everything. Laid it all out on the table. He done spread all the cards. You feel me? He done gave you the time.
Mm-hmm.
Not the money, but like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Spending money, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Whether it's we out to eat, buying you this, buying you that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He done laid it all out.
Right.
What they say, good guys finish last. He done laid it all out for mm-hmm. you. Then it's
them niggas never finish last, bro.
Shit.
Then
it's bomb. Chuck the deuces on them.
I ain't never mean nigga finish last. That was good.
I'm in last place.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't never meet a nigga that actually finished the race. That was a good guy. I'm like, damn, bro. What happened, bro? You stopped running. Yeah, bro. I don't know what the fuck happened. She fell back.
I'm still running.
Should I keep running? Bro, it's on you. That's between you and you, brother. Like, so I'm like, I know niggas that, like, last you say, place, that shit ain't man. True, last man. Last place.
So to answer your question, mm-hmm. Bill.
Nah, fuck that.
It'd be the same day. Yeah, it'd be the same. You know, it's true. I got ghosted before.
It's true.
Like, damn, she don't stop hitting me up. Like, what the fuck I did?
It's true. And, you know, from my experience, like, mm-hmm. for me, I'm all about connection.
Okay.
So 9 times out of 10, if I ghost a dude, it's because mm-hmm. the connection ain't done no more.
So what connection you looking for? Spiritually? Like, what connection? Emotionally? Like,
well, if we've been, like, kicking it for a minute, because you can't just, like, go into dating somebody and you looking for them to, like, emotionally uphold you. Oh, yeah, already emotionally connect,
yeah.
No. That stuff takes some time. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to get to know that person.
Right.
But if we've been kicking it for a while and, mm-hmm. you know, I just see that the connection is not there anymore. Connection meaning, like, you know, like, I can tell that you're into me and I'm into you, you okay. know. And it's a daily job. Like how you go to work and you clock in daily. Mm-hmm. That's how it is when you're dating somebody or you're in a relationship with somebody. You got to clock into this thing every day. Jeez. If not, then it's going to fall apart. Right. So if I feel like
damn, that's been my problem.
Yeah, so if I feel like that connection is not there, like mm-hmm. like a simple example. If I know you send me good morning text messages and I see that they ain't coming no more. Uh-huh. Something I'm just
mm-hmm. giving y'all like a small good morning text messages.
Hell yeah.
Y'all like good morning text messages?
Like,
I can tell. Yeah. I can tell. Good morning, beautiful. You the best. You the first thing I woke up and thought about when I woke this up this morning. I can't dream about you. I can't sleep without
you. Keep it short. Keep it short.
Good morning.
No, you don't get good morning. You get GM. Well, you done said that to the other one too, huh? Motherfucker. Damn.
Good morning, beautiful. Hard eyes, hard eyes, hard, hard, hard. Good morning.
Like, no, it ain't. It's GM.
Shit.
GM. No, don't. Not GM.
Hi.
Afternoon. Motherfucker.
I was asleep the whole time.
Jeez.
You feel me?
He was asleep.
Nah, she wasn't.
You was active on Instagram an hour ago.
Right.
I saw the green dot next to your IG. Let's stop that. You was not asleep.
Talking about
right. She wasn't asleep.
Afternoon, my bad. I just woke up.
Afternoon, my bad.
Hello.
Girl, wait, stop fucking playing, bro.
Afternoon,
please
my bad.
Stop fucking playing. Please stop.
I'll be trying to play games too.
Stop
like, niggas
fucking
like,
playing with me.
That's what I play these games already.
And I think that's what be happening. Y'all be playing the games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the games get ran back. Mm-hmm. And then.
I look like Boo Boo Fool.
It's like
the crabs.
Now we the bad guys because we ran the game back.
Gee, bro.
Y'all started these games.
Two can play that game.
Hey,
how we started these games?
Listen, I feel like the communication has to be key. Uh-huh. Like when you first start talking to somebody, you first meet somebody, you mm-hmm. gotta understand men and women. We have to understand that when you first meeting somebody, you can't miss nothing you ain't never had before.
You ain't really gotta
flaws like that. I can't miss no pussy I ain't never had. So the worst thing you can say is you can't fuck with what I'm finna present to you.
Ooh.
So I gotta let you know. My expectations. Mm-hmm. This is what I've had to learn. Is you know what I'm saying? You know, I grew up from being a kid running game and all that shit. And
that shit,
you see what come with that. But I'd rather hurt your feelings today than hurt them 6 months from now. Look, I'm very attracted to you, but I'm in a position right now. I ain't really looking for nothing serious right now. But mm-hmm. I think we'll have a lot of fun together. Like,
so it's okay to have a sneaky link, but
I don't like that. Term.
It's okay to have. Listen, it's
like
okay to have
sneaky link.
Yeah, it's not
like
about
it.
Sneaky link, open link. It's okay to deal with somebody who understand the terms of what the fuck y'all said going down.
Yeah,
because that's when the signals get crossed and all that shit. Like. Oh, what, like, y'all got to be straight up. What if she don't say it, bro, you got to say it. Like, what you looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Feel me?
I had a bitch
with it last night. She hit me. But what you looking for? A boyfriend? She say, what you looking for? A vibe?
Don't care.
Good night, sweetheart.
Don't care.
It can't be one of them. I'm not in that mode right now. I'm not one of them.
But that's the thing. You keeping it 100 out the gate.
So you got to respect that.
So both parties.
Right,
but what I'm
the
saying
thing.
Is everybody not doing
everybody
that.
Everybody not
both
doing
parties got to be.
Everybody
both parties got to be. They got to be clear, and you got to communicate what it is. What's your expectation? What are your expectations? Like, what are you looking for?
Right.
You feel me? So I can let you know right now if that's me
right.
or that ain't me or that's something I'm working towards to being like.
Right.
And it got to be the same thing because if it's built on faking and flogging, like, you only confront for so long.
You're not
right.
doing that.
You only confront for so long before you forget that that day you wake up and forget to play the role.
Exactly.
And you be yourself that day, and she like, well, who the fuck you is?
Who is this?
And you be like, man, yeah, I really, who yo, is this? I really don't fuck with poetry like that. You told me you were a poet. What a copy and paste poems from Google. I'm tired of fucking looking up shit on Google.
Tired of being tired.
Roses are red, this shit dead.
Motherfucker, you home? What you doing?
Ladies. Men too. Yeah, with communication, man. I feel like we just need to be very verbal.
Mm-hmm.
Say what you feel when you feel it, and say what you expect and what you don't expect, like what you prefer, like ASAP.
Right.
You feel me? So nobody don't have to really be tangled up in shit. Cause first the problem be emotional, like you say. Like we're consistent. We're consistently introducing each other to a vibe. Like mm-hmm. you used to her hitting you up every morning, mm-hmm. or you used to hitting her up every morning. Or we used to certain things, so emotionally it starts there. And then once you cross that barrier and start having sex, you know, I won't say men or I want men and women. We take from sex differently. I ain't gonna put it on
right.
on one
right.
more than the other. But somebody's gonna take more out of sex than the other person.
Right.
Okay.
And that's where the signals get crossed up at. Like you taking it as this, they taking it as that. So you gotta keep that communication. What's going
right.
on? And in today's age, like with social media and everything, you know, I feel like it makes us to a certain extent to be so prideful. Like as men, we already come with a certain level of pride we gotta have, like so we don't look played or we don't feel played or we don't look like no lame ass nigga or no shit like that, you feel me?
Right.
And I feel like girls come with their certain level of pride too. But I feel like in the long run it'll only help the situation better if you say what you feel when you feel it. Like, hey, look, I'm gonna keep it real. Like, I know, you know what I'm saying, I know we ain't got no ties on this right now, but that right there rubbed me the wrong way.
Right.
You feel me? Or, hey, look.
Then she's going to knock your ass out. I told you what it was from the get-go.
Oh, no, that too. But then you need to know that. That's a check. Like, bro, and you
from the get-go.
And you going to need this. Because all of this ain't going to be perfect. So you going to need daily reminders. Like, hey, right. hey, you slipping.
Right.
You know we not together, right? We pulling up at your mama barbecue. You know we not together.
Before you got a car?
So when your uncle and them talking about, your mama and them talking about, this what's her name, little boyfriend, I'm telling them, no, I'm her little friend. That be playing in her little pants. You hear me?
You ain't saying that.
I'm her little friend. I be playing in her little pants.
She gonna speak first. Yeah, this
I'm somebody daddy, so I ain't let nobody daddy play with me.
she gonna speak first.
Hey, listen, it's cuffing season, so they gonna be trying to take you places. So y'all better get it what it is and what it ain't. You need to get it under control right now. What's going on? Mm-hmm. I'm letting you know now. You take me to your family event. You better say this my friend. Because the first chance I get, I'm going to let them know. I'm going to fuck. We said what we thankful for at the table. Yeah, I want to thank you for my friend. She's been a blessing to me all my life.
No, they're going to say this. Yeah, this.
Go ahead, eat a kid, say me.
Nah, I want y'all to meet Jonathan. This my.
And you get stuck like that, bud.
This my
boyfriend. You know how many niggas don't got
stuck? See, now I tell you. Now he like, ah, shit.
And now you stuck. Nigga be like, man, we done been together 7 months since then, man. Stop. Shit.
Now you going with
it. I fucked around and nodded one time. She introduced me to that shit.
It's done. It's over.
We have it forever.
Hell no, nah, auntie. Nope.
Yeah, nigga. You know it's real. When the, like you say, auntie, come on. Ooh,
you,
G. You got you what, boy? You right. got you what, girl? Right. You got you what?
That's him, bitch.
Uncles and them coming up. Who is this?
Oh, that's what's his name? Look.
Little friend. Nah, I ain't what they do, huh? Ain't. We just kicking it. You know, we
you
vibing.
Did that for real, bro?
Who, me? What? Yes. But I ain't flogging, bro. Ain't with that bullshit, bro. Because that's how some girls will get you like that if you won't say it. They be like, you know what? I'm just going to put him in a compromising situation where he got to say, like,
nah,
they'll stage
you,
it.
You checking her right, though? You checking her and get back to the whip?
They will fucking stage it, bro. I introduced the girl one time as my friend, and she tried to say she want my friend. And I was like,
all right, see, that's different. You introduced her. She dumb.
I look surprised. Yeah. I look surprised at the person I was introduced to. You like, I'm not his friend. I looked at my friend.
Shit, who the fuck are you then?
I turned around like the other person. Well, who the fuck you is? Well, who the fuck you is?
Who you is?
Because I'm good.
Because we friends. Your name, Susie. My name, Johnny. And we friends. Motherfucker.
Wow.
What you is? What's your name?
What you trying to do?
Like, look, you out in public.
You okay?
Nope.
You out in public and you fuck around and run into like one of your family members, mm-hmm. and you out in public with your friend.
Oh, it'd be quick. This so my, see, this my friend.
You like, damn. So he like, hey, what they do, auntie?
They're my friend.
They're my friend. And then she like, I'm not his friend. Nice to meet you. I'm like, what the fuck you is?
I ain't gonna lie. My auntie,
I don't know what
my auntie gonna ask who you is then.
I gave my auntie that look like.
All my aunties kind of
when
she said that
shit,
is then.
When she said that shit, my auntie seen that look on my face. I look at my auntie. Don't make me slam dunk on the auntie. We just trying to get out of here. We just trying to get out of the store. Auntie, you know what the fuck going on. Let me just get out the store.
I don't, baby. I don't.
No, my auntie come back. So what's your Instagram? Man,
look,
what?
Bottom line, communicate. When you meet somebody, communicate your expectations and what you guys expect out of the situation. What y'all looking for out the situation, man. If you looking to just vibe and fuck, say that.
And say that.
Hey, but you got to say it right away because I feel like certain people be feeling like they gonna offend somebody, bruh. You don't know this person. And if they walk away from you, you can't lose it. Right. You ain't never had
this
the
before.
Perfect time. This is the only time you gonna have to say it.
Mm-hmm.
So when they saying, what's your expectation? What you looking for? Man, shit, let's just have fun. Like, I'm attracted to you. I feel like we should have a lot of fun. But I'm not looking for nothing serious, no girlfriend or right. nothing. You gotta say that. Ladies the same way. You gotta say that shit. Because when you first start talking, that's the only chance you got to say that shit. So when you want to say that shit, bro, 6 months down the line, bitch going to be saying, you could have said that when we first met. Mm-hmm. You could have let me know what it was so I could have picked and chose and said, exactly. I want to deal with
that's
this shit.
That's their fucking favorite line, bro.
I'm saying, exactly. But nobody told you to introduce me as your fucking boyfriend. You should have just said friend, and we could have ended as that. Now you done put me in a little, you done talk to your granddaddy. You know, introduce me to your damn granddaddy as your boyfriend.
Nah, you back there playing checkers with granddaddy.
Yeah. Oh, you a nice
boy. Yeah.
You a yeah. You feel me?
Right here, yeah, Papa.
I ain't calling him Papa.
I'm here, Papa. Damn, like, check the table out. Damn, bro. You know, I'm back in the Vietnam. You know, I was the bad one.
Sometimes they set themselves up for that disappointment, like.
But that's why I feel like I won't put it on ladies. I'm going to say ladies and men.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying we all do.
With communicating and with talking to people, if somebody's verbally communicating what's going on, what it is, what it ain't, what they expect and what they're not for, I know some people find themselves. That's why I say you find yourself with the vibe, when the vibe getting created, with the texting and the talking, the vibe getting created. Then once it gets sexual, like I say,
ooh,
somebody in the party going to take something different, like it's gonna be a
most definitely
somebody gonna take something different from sex, and somebody gonna take something different from the vibe, the natural vibe,
right?
And with that, some people naturally just fast forward thinking like happily ever after or forever, like, and you in your mind just like, man, you know, I'm going with the flow, man. This shit gonna be what it be or it ain't gonna be. But you got somebody seeing you as they forever, and you not even seeing that shit. But every time you know what I'm saying, the other person looking at your eyes, it's stars, like, it's like, you know, you the rest of my life. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Slow your roll.
I don't even know what I'm doing next April. What the fuck are you talking about? You tripping. But that's where the communication going in. But I feel like men and women, they need to be realistic about their expectations and kind of eliminate them. I feel like a lot of people, when they go to meet somebody, they feel it and they connect it. A bitch will think, because both of y'all like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, y'all soulmates. He likes Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Bitch, I like Cinnamon Toast. I knew that's the nigga for me. We go to Gala. I know we go to Gala. I know it's he the one. He likes Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. He eat it with a spoon like I eat it with a spoon.
No, that's the friend that she talking to. He eat it with a spoon. How he eat it?
That's him, bitch. No, that don't be it, man. I feel like a lot of us need to live in the moment of now and live in the present and live in, and we be so focused on the next thing. What's next? What's next? You meet somebody, you automatically think about what's next. Like,
but that's what you're supposed to think
now.
About?
No, you got to live in now. You got to enjoy the moment.
So you're not trying to build with whoever you're taking
serious. You're building right now. We take you to build, you got to lay a brick a day.
So you're growing when you lay a brick a day.
Right. Shit, niggas build a house in a day. Fuck that. I'm talking shit.
I ain't gonna lie to
them. They do. Miami. If your money right in Miami,
your house gets built, we'll be ready in one business day.
Had that money the day before, boy. That nigga be ready by six, boy.
Bobby, you good? Tile laid down everything?
All that shit. Bobby, this shit don't look dry. It's dry. Blow. When you walk in the house, blow.
Before you, whatever you use, just blow. Before you turn the light on, that's it.
No, but imagine talking to somebody, bro.
Talk to me.
And you taking it step by step, and you thinking for tomorrow, but you literally thinking for tomorrow, and she done already went past tomorrow, bro. She thinking 2 years. Can you imagine
know
that?
What it is?
Where you at?
What
you
is
it? Know what it is?
Only get you in 2 years.
A lot of times, women, we create this checklist. Yeah. You know, and ooh,
I read this.
Honestly, I had to get rid of my checklist.
God, what was your checklist?
What was your checklist? No, you don't have to personally give your.
What would be on the checklist?
Yeah, what falls on the checklist?
So, like, let me see. You know, what age you want to be married by? You know, how many kids you want to have? You know, if you want a house, if you want a condo, you know, where you want to be at in your career.
Okay,
you
those know, type of things.
Those type of things.
Oh, like,
now, wait, because it's two different kind of checklists.
Because, okay, I'm about to say
that. No, I know, there is. You're right. You're right, D. Boy, it's two different ones because we do have a checklist for men. Yeah. We do.
And what's how many points on the checklist?
My girls got me. We do.
Look at how many points.
We do.
How many bullet points?
We got
you gotta be smart. You gotta be hood. You gotta be tall. You gotta have a gun. You gotta go to church.
You gotta
love his. He gotta love his mama. You don't gotta fuck with these niggas. You gotta have a dirt bike. You gotta have a car. You gotta have a truck.
You gotta have a second gun.
You gotta have a chain. You gotta take care of his kids. He better not have no kids.
You gotta have
like,
a Cuban.
What the fuck? I'm so confused. Like,
but you know what? Let me tell you the.
Who got now
we do.
Yeah, not that much shit on there.
We do.
Toes gotta be done.
Yep, that's a must.
That's a must. You got a top five checklist. You got a top five checklist. Toes got to be done.
If God
gotta
line, have a car, if God,
if you
lined it up today,
man, she said my toe.
Which I don't think you would do that
I
shit.
Ain't gonna give you
I don't think
checklist.
God gonna do it. But if my soulmate walked by me with her nails and toes not done, I'm gonna miss it.
She knows.
If God threw that to test me, I'm gonna miss it. I'm gonna fucking miss it.
She like she ate. What is she ate?
I'm not doing that, baby. I'm not fucking doing that.
You know
what?
Yeah,
I'm not
baby.
Fucking doing that shit. My niece keep her nails. My daughter keep her nails. I'm not playing like that.
So if all her nails ain't done, you're gonna say she's childish. So she's
nails and toes ain't especially toes. I understand if you work with your hands, your nails ain't really up. For me, feet are a deal breaker.
Yeah, that's about it.
I remember I was going with a girl one time, I told her that shit wasn't gonna work. I was like, I know we ain't gonna be together forever. It's that second toe.
Damn.
That's just not a second toe I want to wake up with for the rest of my life. I just know
she
it.
She had a big toe?
A second toe was longer than the first toe. Mm. I knew it was going to be that. She'll find it in the motherfucker now.
I ain't going to lie. That's a lot of people. They second toe is longer than the big toe.
I mean, well, long, though. Like this. Like
she just got long. It's because she got long ass toes.
The second toe was the big toe.
That's what really fucked up. She got some long ass toes.
You got the little brother bigger than the big bro. No, man. I'm not putting that in my mouth.
Why is your toe so damn long?
And them Chinese slippers was fucking up. She had the Chinese slippers on. That hoe was right there like, hey. That Chinese slipper was fucked up. All her toes inside. That Chinese slipper was like, hey.
No, it exposed them when they put on them birthday heels. The birthday heels, they ain't never tried.
That second toe is strong
they
as fuck.
What are the heels for their birthday? They don't have the
that
birthday
second
heels.
Like this.
They don't have the birthday heels 3 months. Ain't tried the bitches on till the night before. Now in the pictures, your feet sliding all out of front of the motherfucking shoe. We out in public. That long little second toe hanging on the motherfucking shit like this.
Fuck the dress. Look at that toe.
And you don't she drunk and dancing. That shit gripping.
Looking at like, okay.
That shit gripping. Look, Tippy, that shit gripping everything. That bitch gripping. I like your riding instead.
Damn.
I like your riding. The whole shit sliding and she holding on with that little. No. It's a no for me.
Then girl say, bitch, my feet hurt. No, that toe hurt, baby. That toe. Not your feet. Your toe. Your toe.
Where you going? You going to the bathroom? No, tell I left. Where you going to the car to smoke? Left. Tell I left.
So
I left.
So we had a whole bunch of relationship deal breakers tonight. Appreciate the. I know you got some more. You got a mouthful.
A lot of communication. I feel like.
Communication is always gonna be key.
Always.
But y'all gotta match energies. We not doing that.
Whoa.
Yeah, I gotta match energies, but we ain't doing that. Now she like, her nose flared up. All the girls were like, bitch, fuck you and your energy, bitch. Like, no, I gotta match energies. That's quiet. Nobody got nothing to say.
Oh, so I'll say about that.
Damn.
And I'm a vouch on the lady side.
There you go.
Don't introduce a girl to a vibe you can't keep up.
Exactly. That's it.
I got caught up in that.
That's it.
I'm going to keep it real because I'm going through it. I'm going through the downside.
You done did.
Right
you done did. Yeah. You done did that.
Like I was just being like, I was just being genuinely me and I was feeling her. So I was just being away.
Yeah.
And then that kind of slowly faded. And then I just was.
Wait. Start you over?
we met, and I was just being genuinely me, mm-hmm. and it was working, but it was consistency. It was the consistency that she mm-hmm. was attracted to. Just me every day, like you say, it's a job. Mm-hmm. You gotta wake up and tend to it. But I didn't look at it like that because it just flowed so effortlessly. I just woke up, thought about her, and said that, like, good morning. Mm-hmm. How's your day going?
Right. Woo-do, woo-do,
did you
woo-do,
eat
woo-do,
this,
woo-do,
that,
woo-do.
That, wop, wop, wop. You feel me? And then it kind of just faded off. Mm-hmm. And then me, in my mind, I'm just like, at the end of the day, I'm like, shit, I'm single. So, like, it really don't.
Yeah, it is what it is.
But in her mind, she on some shit like, you moving funny. I'm mm-hmm. like, what you mean? She like, I told you from the start, like, don't introduce me to nothing you can't keep up. Like, mm-hmm. you introduced me to a vibe. I'm expecting this. Like,
well, what you like, expecting?
Well, me, I want
as a man.
I'm a single man. I want.
Okay, I'm saying like, if she's saying
I take
that,
whatever come day to day, I'm just going with yeah. the flow.
No, there's no wrong answer.
I'm just going with the flow.
What's the question?
Yeah. So, what you mean? What you saying? What you saying? New? So, what you? So, what you? I get where you're going with it. So what you saying with her being new? Did I act funny because it wasn't new no more?
Right.
No, that wasn't the case. I think it wasn't that. I don't know. Like,
like you got comfortable already?
No. It go back to the topic that we started tonight. I got this thing like I'm damaged goods, man. I'm scarred. I'm damaged goods. So when shit go to getting good, I retreat. I'ma fade off.
Damn.
That shit could be going great, and I'ma fade right on off. Like, damn, what the fuck? I thought we was good. Like, nah, that shit was going too good. That shit gave me anxiety. Like,
yeah.
I got asthma.
So I got a question, right?
That shit got me feeling weird. Like,
I got a question, because sometimes women can be damaged goods. You know, we all go through something. We go through trauma, especially with relationships. And a lot of times we don't heal from that. We don't take the time to tend to it, and we jump to something new. Mm-hmm. And then what you're failing to realize is that you taking that with you with the next person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, I guess the question is, like, why don't we just take a minute to deal with that trauma, to deal with that broken heart, you know, to get our mindset back right. So when we get back out there and date, it's like, you know, we not carrying on what we was dealing with in the past. Because what happens is now you're creating a cycle.
Yeah.
You wonder why every relationship keep failing. You haven't taken the time to, like, heal yourself.
So mm-hmm. I feel like right now to date I've been single for like
Drewski.
I've been single for a year and 4 months, going on 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as that part with over there, like, you know, that's dealt with. But there's this saying that says there's one thing to be scared to lose love, mm-hmm. but it's even more scarier to love again, to start again. So for me, that's the problem. To start again, to just jump out there and give somebody a chance,
mm-hmm.
because some of my best friends are women, and they say like, mm-hmm. "Duh, like, what's the harm of just jumping out there and try? Like, if it work a month, if it don't, like,
well, who want to waste that time?
It go back exactly. to like, yeah, exactly. Who want to waste their time? Yeah, and then like, if you're like, I'm a relationship guy, like, mm-hmm. I be in long relationships, I don't mm-hmm. be in no short relationships, so like. Right. For me to date somebody and it don't work in a month, my stomach could be hurt. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's over in a month already. Like, mm-hmm. I'm coming out of 12 year. Like, and know what I'm saying? Everything after that, 5 or better. Like, what? No way. Like, so for me, I think at this point, for me, it's just
the crib, eating ice cream and shit.
It's just the jump, to take that jump. I don't know, man. I don't know.
So you saying, why don't we give girls time to heal?
No.
Each other. Like,
okay.
You know, because he used the term damaged goods.
Right,
and, you know,
right.
You hear that term a lot, like, oh, I'm damaged goods, you know, and it's, for me, it's like, well, mm-hmm. I'm a good person, but I done been hurt so much. But then it's like, okay, well, why are you out here on the dating field?
You know, if you're not.
People hate being lonely.
Like, why are
but
you out
then.
Here?
That's what I'm saying. It'd be like you be pulling yourself back. People hate being lonely, so they be out here trying to date, but at the same time they ain't still over the other niggas.
Is that, so look, it's that too. So that makes sense because it can go with the vaccinated and non-vaccinated. Why you out here with no mask on if you ain't vaccinated? You feel me? Mm-hmm. So with the dating thing, like, some people not playing fair, you feel me?
Yeah.
You got some people saying what it is, like, and you got some people faking the phone. Mm-hmm. What's going on? I know, like I said, I told you I'm damaged good, this and that. But when I'm in the field not saying I'm dating the B-son. I ain't dating. Like, listen, man, I'm here to have, I'm trying to have a good time. I'm looking for somebody who want to vibe. Like, you want to vibe and have a good time? You're going to have a lot of good time. Like, we can fucking look out for each other. Like, that's how, when they ask you what we doing, we fucking and looking out for each other. That's what we do.
Say it again.
Fucking look out for each other. Y'all talk? No, we fucking look out for each other.
We fuck and look out, or we fucking looking out for each other?
We fuck and look out for each other.
And look out for each other. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, it, I just feel like there's a lot of people faking the phone, but it goes back to the subject when we were saying you got to be completely vocal about
what it is,
what it is you expect. You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? But then
talk
you
your talk.
Some people, I was going to say girls, but I ain't going to put it on.
You can say
make it general.
No, say it. Put the girls. Put it on the girls.
Put it on the girls. You can.
Some girls think they can fuck their way to a man's heart. Like, I'm going to fuck him into a relationship.
I ain't going to lie. Some can.
Some can.
Damn. Some can.
Some be like, yeah, I heard all that shit. Some hoop that pussy. Oh, yeah.
That one don't stop. Pop that coochie.
But that goes both ways, though. Some dudes, they can fuck their way to the girl hard. I ain't got to do shit. I just fuck her. And I got her hooked.
Correct.
I got her hooked. Literally. You know what I'm saying? Literally.
So that's why I say it's lifestyle.
It's the circle of life. Yeah.
You seen Lion King? It's the circle of life.
I got a hook.
What we all fucked up.
Yeah, what you be doing? She bring you breakfast every morning. She do this, that.
You got a question for me?
Yeah, what?
Oh, why they want to interview me?
Why do guys consider dating? Like, dating one person at a time? Or like multiple females at once?
So if you're dating, you're dating.
You want to answer the question?
I'm going to answer it from my perspective. You can answer it from your perspective. From my perspective, dating is that I don't belong to nobody. First of all, I'm not nothing you could possess. I'm more like an experience. Anyway, so dating mean I'm dating around. Like,
that
shit.
Boy's good.
I'm dating around. Yeah. Now, there's a second level of dating that turns into we're exclusively dating. Mm-hmm. Where it turns into, like, I'm feeling you, you feeling me. Nah, we not ready to put a title on it yet, but we kind of going to kind of narrow it down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We ain't putting that thing on. It's just us. So we got to kind of, like, this what's going on.
Y'all fucking while dating?
Huh?
Is it fucking while this dating going on?
So that goes for different people.
I got my answer too. I was just curious.
I'm fucking.
Let it
we not
down.
Dating if we not fucking.
Damn. Okay, nice.
You can stay in a DM if we not fucking. We can just keep talking. If I help you get through your work day and you help me get through mine, like, shit, stay in there.
Huh?
So
the pick off what he
it'd
said
be like that. It'd be
whole,
like that.
That was the whole purpose of dating.
Yeah.
Dating is so you could get to know the other person. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you date to get to know somebody.
Right.
So yes,
or
I'm
you
a date
to figure out what you want. What it, you don't
exactly.
Want.
So right. So by me dating, you know what I'm saying? I could be dating multiple people. I'm not tied to no person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm dating to see what do I really want in life? What do I like? Mm-hmm. Do I really like you? You know what I'm saying? We might go to a restaurant here. We might go here. You know what I'm saying? Go here. But I might also do that with another person just.
I'm trying to figure it out.
That's how a lot of people get caught into a relationship that was never meant to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't put a title. That was y'all was. What the fuck, that was never supposed to be there. Y'all don't put a title on it.
That's when it goes back to what I said.
Right.
We gotta be clear about
communication
about our expectations and what we're expecting from one another. Like, listen, I don't been heartbroken. I don't broke the heart. You feel me? And at the age that I'm in right now, like the point where I'm at in my life right now, like let's get it clear, like what are we expecting out of each other? Because I don't want to hurt you,
right?
But at the same time, I don't want to water down myself and what I want to do. Like, oh man, she's a nice girl, and I don't want to see her cry. But then I'm over here at night, like I'm not like
you're not happy.
How am I not comfortable when I'm not in a relationship?
Right.
Right.
Oh nah, we ain't doing that. Like we ain't doing that. Like I don't want to be that. I don't want to be like that. Unhappy and I'm not in a relationship.
Right.
Nah. And if it was flipped, if she dating multiple people, like I wouldn't be mad.
I need to know that.
But
so I can know how to handle my feelings.
But like you say, then it goes to that next level.
Okay.
And it
has to be a mutual agreement.
That's what I'm saying. We both know it's like, all right, we really there feeling each other. That's when you start cutting everybody else off. You know what I'm saying? You don't eliminate the little sidelines. You ain't going to to this date no more. You know what I'm saying? It's just it's just me and you now.
It's called exclusively date.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You at you at the top of the totem pole right now.
Sometimes
you know
sometimes titles scare people. So you know you might be like, all right, look, we exclusively date, meaning basically we only dating each other, only fucking each other till we decide to really put a name on it.
Right.
You know?
So this brings me to a question. Ladies, do y'all do that when y'all dating? Like, you know, you dating multiple men.
And listen, when we say dating, you don't necessarily have to be you don't necessarily have to be fucking them either.
No,
you don't
have
to have sex. You could literally just be trying to fill each other out.
You got a fool.
Y'all girls keep a fool, nigga. That's what just he want to be seen with you, and you want to get food paid for.
Right?
So,
you know what I'm saying? We don't. You don't went out to eat with Johnny on Monday.
A nigga want to take you out to any restaurant because he just want to be. He just want to see. He want to be seen with you, but he like we can go to any restaurant you want, and you be like, you know, you ain't getting no pussy. Okay, that's fine. I just want to go eat.
But that's a little, they exist.
It's some niggas that want to just be seen with fine girls.
That's a little different because in their head they know they know it's not going to the next level.
Okay, okay.
I'm just using you for food.
Right.
Yeah. But they know
you
what
do,
time
but
it is.
I do hope y'all do date and it's not just you know what I'm saying.
Is it just you're dating one man or you're dating multiple men?
Oh yeah. Okay. So you asking. For our listeners, you're asking the ladies when they date, are they dating multiple men
or are you just dating one man? And
listen,
it varies.
And it doesn't mean you having sex with all of them. It does not mean you having. I mean, because they be quick though. You fucking all of them. Okay.
Right. So it depends. No, and it's true. It does depend.
I'm trying to date. I'm trying to date multiple.
It depends.
Guess what's coming up? I got knuckle five.
What?
Wait, huh? I ain't even hear what you
nigga
said.
Nigga said, like, damn, Christmas coming up. I got knock off five. Like, that kind of dating? Like,
nah, knock off five. Anyway, only what the fuck? Everybody ain't getting gifts.
Who are you dating? Nobody ain't getting
that's
shit.
That's what I'm saying. The only one that might get a gift is the one who could be in the lead. Potentially could be in the one you want to be like,
if you get a gift, you
this might
lead,
be the one I like. This could be, you know what I'm saying? I might want to take it to the next level with her.
Damn.
Everybody else, you know what I'm saying? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
I might go on hibernations with the Bears.
My phone been broke all this time.
Cuff is Happy New Year. Y'all talking about the holidays coming out. Where you been at? Hibernation with the Bears. I've been in the cave with them niggas. We been sleep, drinking Hennessy and shit.
Right.
We smoked a lot of hookah and drank a lot of Hennessy, and we slept all the way to.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
We slept all the way to February 15th. That's when I'm going to wake up. February 15th.
and honestly, it should be the same way for the girls, too. I don't want to think like it's only the males should think that way. Girls, too. If y'all buying all these dudes gifts, hey, take that up with yourself.
You a player.
I ain't no
gifts. Take that up with yourself.
If you buying five niggas gifts, you a player.
You know what I'm saying? Take that up with yourself.
You ain't no player. You a trick.
You're stupid. That's what you is.
And I don't know. You got it together. I ain't buying five bitches.
Damn.
Dead.
That's what I'm saying. If you buying five dudes gifts, hey, you a better person than me because only one getting something.
I ain't doing that.
One getting something. But nah, man.
I only love my bed and my mama. I'm sorry.
And my daughter. This Suck and Talk podcast. And you know, Talk and Talk podcast. We play a game called Name Your Five. You've been drinking wine this whole time.
I have.
You can take three shots or something.
Of wine.
No, she can
take one shot of tequila. Mm-mm, that's
can't
gonna
do it, y'all.
So how much left in that wine bottle?
A whole lot.
Damn, it looked heavy when you picked it up.
It's a little quarter.
All right, so you're gonna take the wine to the head.
Oh, you can have Dubs drink with you. Take this.
She get to pick her own person. Why do y'all always volunteer?
Cause I don't want them to pick me, so I'm gonna volunteer somebody else first.
No, I can't.
Gotcha. Nope.
Yeah, see, y'all had this conversation.
We did.
No. Fuck that. Nah, man. You're not even a drink.
Nah, man.
Drink, bro. Nope. Drink, bro.
Come on, well, you bro. Said we were drink, drinking.
No, bro.
On my text message.
No, bro. Drink.
We said fuck the detoxes and we drinking.
Get them. You gotta
how
drink.
The fuck
drink,
I've been bro. Drinking tequila and you ain't been drinking none.
Let's call it.
All right, drink
cranberry
it.
Juice.
Drink it. Cranberry juice. Drink it. Drink it. Come on.
Damn.
Let's go.
Let's do it. No, she drinking. She'll pick a partner. She drinking. She's going to drink
the wine. Oh, man.
Yeah, she said she drinking the wine. She got to pick a partner.
This shit is crazy.
Come on, man. Now, if it was Dubs, would have got Dubs ass. So, come on.
I wasn't going to tell Dubs.
What y'all got to drink?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not that strong.
It's Tito's.
It's not Tito's.
Nah, that's vodka.
What is it?
It's called Cutler Manor.
It's right there.
It's called Cutler Manor.
Yeah.
It's called Terramana. That's the Rocks tequila.
Dog, you can move the little wine bottle back a little bit so it don't block your face.
Oh, my bad.
I know you're fine.
Yeah, that's the rocks.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a little sip.
A little razzle dazzle.
It's strong, y'all. No.
Right. What's strong to them?
I gave up my drinking days.
Huh?
It's gluten free.
See what I'm saying?
I said drinking knees. Oh, wait a minute.
No. I said I gave up my drinking days. And I said it's gluten free. All right. So who drinking with me?
Yeah, let's do it.
She looking at you, nigga. Nigga, drink. Like you say, two shots ain't gonna hurt, nigga.
Let's do it.
I need a cup.
Damn, you ain't even explain this shit.
Yeah, you just
look at it. He trying to butt. He trying to hear about it and jump out of that shot.
I got you. I got two cups.
We asked you a question,
mm-hmm.
and we got to name five things. Like we say, what's your favorite color? You got to name red, blue, white, purple.
Mm-hmm. Got to name five of those.
You give a category.
It's three rounds.
Mm-hmm. You give a category. Right. You got to name five things in that category.
Okay.
He allowed to help you.
Yeah, I can help you. So I can't ask you questions. Only Dubs and Bell can ask you the questions.
Okay.
So we got to name five things. Now we got to play. Cause yeah, let's do it.
Just know y'all about to drink, nigga.
Name your five.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you got to name your five.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to name your five. Ooh. Yeah, you got to name your five.
So I'm going to go finish my turn.
We finna go live. High five. We finna go live. High five. We finna go live.
Yeah.
First question.
Go.
Name five Sammy songs.
I like the way you look at me, kiss me through the phone, come with me,
slow,
and you should be my girl.
10,
let's go.
9,
not just the warm up. 8,
let's
go.
You make them feel good. You make them feel good, like 5, opening up.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey.
Name your five.
Yeah,
you better name your five.
What we doing?
Yeah,
you gotta name your five.
What we doing? Shit.
Yeah, you better name your five.
Second question.
Shit.
Name five Nick Cannon songs.
I'm a gigolo. Kick him out the classroom.
That's a real song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah.
Check it out.
8. Only you can make me happy.
7.
6. 5.
5.
All in our song.
3, 2, 1.
Pour it up.
Name your five.
Drink that shit.
Yeah, you gotta name your five.
Drink that shit.
Yeah, you gotta name your five.
You ready for the last one?
Drink that shit.
Last question. You see you name your five.
Name five little flip songs.
Game over. Sunshine.
4.
Clip.
3.
2. I don't know sunshine.
Name your five.
Drink that
shit. Name your five.
If you would have never celebrated after your first question, I'd have gave you another easy one. You want to come over and celebrate.
Yeah, slam dunk on niggas.
How many shots is it, 2?
2,
just two.
Because you was a Sammy fan. Face out.
I gave him an easy one. Right. I gave him that was, oh shit, yeah, Sammy.
You got excited.
Then you want to start celebrating. Like, I'm like, shit, then I gave you a layup. All
right.
I'm going to take it, bro.
No. We going to wait, bro. It's only 2, bro. They baby, bro. Come on.
We need them,
man. Let's do it. Let's do it, man.
What?
Let's double shot. Let's do a double shot.
There you go. Bam. There you go.
All right, let's get it.
Teach it like your mama tell you. Don't gamble. When your mama come out of the room, y'all gambling because everybody's playing spade and tonk. Your mama get on there and sweep the whole table, take everybody's money. I told y'all motherfuckers, don't gamble. Teach y'all some
and
shit.
Go to bed.
Yeah, my mama take the whole pot clear. Teach y'all some
That's
shit.
How you know I ain't.
God damn. Keep up the end of the bet.
That's color. Man, I'm tripping. Let's do it. So this Tuck Your Talk podcast.
You want to play again or shit? He talking about that. I thought you wanted to play.
She not a drinker, but she like.
I had to get him down.
Yeah, they both took theirs.
But now this Tuck Your Talk podcast, man. Appreciate Shamir coming through. Also. The writer of Young in Miami, man. Ooh. That's crazy. The writer from the
that's who
wrote the
damn
show.
Damn, nigga, y'all like you ain't know her.
Nah, I told you she plugged in. Yeah, you ain't listen to the intro. You gotta listen to the intro.
Listen to the
Well, yeah, man. So Shamir, appreciate you coming through. Appreciate you being a support her of the show.
Okay.
And don't forget September 18th, Recess Miami.
Yeah,
we lit. September 24th, Chicago. I'm coming.
We appreciate you coming through, spreading awareness, what's going on out here. A lot of people don't know what's going on. And If y'all got any further questions, y'all DM anybody from the show or DM the show's Instagram.
Yeah,
because
she may not be on Instagram.
No, I don't. And I got an Instagram. I don't.
But if we do have people, do you mind them reaching out?
No, they can reach out to me. My Instagram is active. You know, I do get mm-hmm. notifications. I just don't post. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying. No, actually, I don't even be scrolling.
Oh, okay. Nah. So if it's any ladies, because it's only a ladies thing.
It's
right?
It's a ladies thing. Okay. But
any
you
ladies,
can,
y'all got any questions? Feel free to DM. We could forward the questions.
Yeah, but my Instagram is Heart to Tips. That's my writing name. So yes. Heart to Tips.
Shoot. Yeah. So appreciate you coming through.
T-I-P-S? Thanks for having me. I have fun.
T-I-P-S?
No, I have fun.
T-I-P-S?
T-I-P-S. So it's H-E-A-R-T, the two? Number two, okay. T-I-P-S.
Okay. And yabba dabba do. But nah, man, so we in the show, we be in somebody's room, right? So I'm in the auntie room, Dubs in the mama
nigga,
room.
Nigga, you ain't in no auntie room.
I mean, sister room, Belle in the auntie room. What room are you in?
I'm in your uncle room.
Okay.
Okay. Well, most people might be in the uncle room. I was the uncle. Everybody be in the uncle room.
Yeah, I'm in your uncle room.
You know, I've been trapping. I got that bread. You know how that shit be.
You know, your uncle be show to come away. So who that is right there? That's you? That's you right there?
Let me know, nephew.
Nephew, that's you? Or she?
Oh, but it's there. She like.
I'm just saying. Shit, hey.
Now, this Talk Your Talk podcast, episode 65. We definitely in the building. Let's go. Oh, talk your talk.
Talk your talk.
Talk your talk. I'm in your mama room. I'm in auntie room. I did it on purpose. I love that. She was like, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Auntie.
Let me see. Tippy. Talk your talk. Talk your talk.
Talk
your talk. I'm in your mama room. I'm in your sister room.
I'm in your auntie room.
I'm in your uncle room.
Let's go.
And that's on Neighborhood, you funky dog head bitch.